It is now time for our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. And this morning on Mic Check, the transformation from growing up in Christianity to Rastafarian to the oldest religion in the world, the Ethiopian Orthodox, Naya Bingi specialist, radio host, reggae singer, Ras Michaels, has joined us. Anthony, please introduce our guests.
Well, asking our special guest on Mic Check this morning, as you said, his name, Michael George Henry O.D., better known as Ras Michael, a reggae singer and Naya Bingi specialist. And Ras Michael was born in St. Mary, where he was raised in a Rastafarian community. As a teenager, he moved to Waterhouse, where he played with local Rastafarian musician and Tommy Cohen. Saw Ras Michael's group in 1974 and released an album of their music called Naya Bingi. A second album, Rastafari, was released in 1975 with top studio musicians Robbie Shakespeare, Earl Chinnasimmet, Robbie Lynn, and Peter Tosh. Rastafari, which featured a painting of a young Haile Selassie by Neville Garrick on the cover, was commercially successful. Ras Michael's contribution recorded sessions at Lee Scratch Perry's Black Art Studio, including sessions with the Honorable Robert Nesta Marley, and he performed with Marley at the One Love Peace Concert in 1978. In all, he has recorded over 25 albums. His current album, Jalove, described as a spiritual work, is Michael's first album in 2 years and was co-produced by multi-instrumentalist Steve Van Hall. In addition to acting as an evangelist ambassador and a diplomat for the Ethiopian Orthodox Church internationally, Ras Michael is one of the founders of the Rastafarian International Marcus Garvey Culture Center in Los Angeles and the Flyaway Culture Center in Kingston, where he currently resides. So we welcome Ras Michael to Groovin' Radio this Saturday morning.
And let me do this, ladies and gentlemen, before we welcome the Naya Bingi specialist, Mr. Ras Michael, to Groovin' Radio. Good morning, Ras Michael. How are you, sir?
Good morning, my brother. God bless. And, you know, bless us all. And, you know, all my brethren and sisters and friends and fans. Yes. Glorify the Most High and live, you know. Life is priceless. Money can't buy it.
Definitely, definitely.
It's priceless. And what we have to come to the conclusion about is that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer, you know. Division can't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world now is seeking the best for themselves in their souls.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the godliness of God and everlasting eternal life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the whole key right now.
Definitely.
We have to understand ourselves.
Definitely.
You know, we have to come together, you know, go to church. You know, the church is, as His Majesty said, is not only the building, but is the heart of man, in the heart of man, where God dwells. You know, so God dwells in our hearts. And the thing about it, we have at a time when, you know, as Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. And that is the division is, you know, is Satan. From when, remember Adam, the first Adam, he used to walk with God before his disobedience of not listening and accepting what God did tell him. He said, do not do this. And him do it. And when him do, it caused a dissension Because when God made man, remember, out of the clay, that's why when a man die, and his structure can't walk nor talk no more, this place back in the earth.
Goes back to dust.
But, remember this, it is best when you are on earth, talking and laughing and jollificating. You know, remember, you have to have, you must always have the Savior with you.
Definitely, definitely.
Or you dare not walk alone.
Right.
You see a man walk alone when he's dead. Tell me. Look.
Yeah, man.
You can't, me never see a dead man walk yet.
Not at all. Not at all. But before we go, but before we go any further, Ras Michael, I wanna just back up a little bit and talk about you growing up as a youngster, and the transformation that you have gone through, growing up in a Christian home, to Rastafarian, now to the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. The oldest religion, you know, is the Ethiopian Orthodox. Take us back. Take our listeners back, Ras Michael. Take them back to when you were growing up as a child. Christianity first. What was that like for a young Ras Michael?
Well, it was an honorable spirit. Because remember, I was grown by just my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I really never have no, you know, like a great father thing in my family. But at all times, you know, my mother always tell me about and send me to church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes the shoe is so tight on my foot. I have to take it off, and when we reach near the church,
put it back,
just
on.
Drag it on. Mm-hmm. But it's been released back, you know, we're poor.
Mm-hmm.
And going to school also. We never in them days that there was no pumps and pride business like we see happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So you, what aisle you put with coconut oil and send you off at school? I'm a nice.
You're good.
Nobody now look on the car, you know, wear shoes. People who, you have people that wear a little better off and them have shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But them don't take that thing. So, why are you, me, listen? Because in those days, at least, when me grow up, because I can tell you something too. I man grow up in Salt Lake. Because sometimes you hear some people come and say, where them people get certain things from? And grow up, we find some road around and Rosalie and my mother did live, you know, kind of come from Kingston. So if you want me to go back, I'm going to tell you
a whole lot of things.
The truth.
But as we grow older, as Ras Michael grow older, what drew you to the movement of Rastafari?
Yeah, me know. Where I grew up, my brother, it was just the ancient elders.
Yeah.
Them I tell Dung Salting, Dung Hill. Back a wall, at them places, you know, you when I'm looking at the distinction, people got to bomb. I get like why me here, I say, tell me, but no, that, you know, the Jamaica government, you know, did. But they see themselves, but the people knew. You know, so. But Charles Lane, Marty Maplana, Charles Napier,
right.
You're not seeing. Brother Malan, Brother Skipper, Tita Too. You know what I mean? Some ancient brother, Brother Kuru. You know what I mean? Brother Kuru. Well, for ancient brothers, Brother Napier, now he must a man where read, he know the Bible from the front to the back. So we grow different ways. You see, we used to be in the ghetto there,
right.
And we had a brother named Jabi. Him used to at least you know the cowards them.
Yeah.
You know Cowan, right?
Yeah, man.
Right. So him always take those Cowans and clean them up and polish them up and, you know, make... Mm-hmm. All, we learn entrepreneurship from all them places. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Our brother Eddie, the brother Emmanuel now. We know brother Eddie because that we used to call him, Ras.
Mm.
Brother Eddie, you understand? And the man that was great influences inside certain part of Bridging them. I didn't use them when I run Pandong.
Right.
You know, and he used to call him in and say, man, learn to sweep up this and do this and do that. And them start, you know, some go to make them learn them to make booms and all them things.
Yeah, man. But what
and
was
them,
it?
Come before.
The influence of the elders in the Rastafarian movement back then, what were the influence that they passed on to you, Ras Michael? Why were you so embedded and entrenched into the movements of Rastafari?
Because, I tell you, it was the only pathway that the Spirit showed me according to, or even the... All right, I can tell you. There was a brother at before you reach the roundabout going to White Mall, right? His name was Brother Mark. He used to import the National Geographic magazines. You understand?
Mm.
And you know people who can read,
mm-hmm.
and you get one of them and think I'm used to come along Salt Lane and dongle down there and back a while raising land, ride him like a bike.
Mm.
And man, read and you say, what is
majesty?
Yeah, the readers, what is it up there? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So the influence is then I tell you, your brothers down in Salt Lane, Brother Mortimer, all the man then.
Mm-hmm.
They were serious, mm-hmm. spiritual, repatriative spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Man them where at least bring up youths like myself, mm-hmm. with an understanding, say, you know what? Them used to say, as you say, where were you when I was on the bingy? You know, bring my drum and come there. And I mean that because, you know, me used to practice drum first.
Right.
From Camden Scan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know them little cheese,
yes,
butter
man.
Pan?
Yeah, man.
Yes, I'm a string and we have a big box of boom, mm-hmm. do. But you, God did give me the voice.
Right.
Me never take my voice and sing nothing else than but the Bible.
Mm.
You know, and them weird because remember this lady, she named Randy, I think Miss Chin, them call her, she ran the record.
Yes,
you know. And she was, one time she looked at me and said, Ras Michael, you can't sing no more, because you have the voice. She said, no, but I come to do that, because I sing where my spirit have within me. Because, mm. you know, I have the ballad voice and this and that. See, some said to her, I said, you mean like some songbird? I'm just different. I'm a spirit too.
So what if I tell you you're talking, Anthony?
Yeah, yeah.
So what if I tell you that Ras Michael is talking about Pachin from VP Records
yes,
now?
Yes, yes.
So Ras Michael, as you grew up now in the Rastafarian faith, right? The influence of Rastafari, what did that, I mean, how did that change our music in Jamaica? And how did it influence Jamaicans like yourself? Start with the music first.
I can tell you, the music now is mm-hmm. like coming through, you know, and down as we say, everything start for me down at Salt Lane. You understand? And then, you know, we go up, I come in from Fifth Street also.
Mm-hmm.
And we then go up there and, you know, just obviously, Brother B, because, as I say, my mother and B mother, they were entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. So Butter B is Bob Marley you're talking about.
Yeah, Bob Marley, mother Booker.
Mm.
Cause one time some virgin come and I said, you know, them name Ras Mica. She said, no, not the original Ras Mica. Cause she didn't do it as a younger youth, you know.
Right.
You know, so because she used to sell fish and my mother used to sell haberdashery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the cats them have fish, which is she, and my mother cat had haberdashery. We sell it, you know, like dry goods.
Right.
The strainers, this, that, and, you know, any little thing you can get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you say, but the influences now, to me, never come off a singing.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel songs. You know what I mean? Till one day, you know, we just, because we have a lot of 45 from the 60s and, you know, coming up. The Lion of Judah, you know, Rastaman chant, lots of those songs. The King's Highway, there's a green hill far away. You understand? So it's a whole embodiment of songs will come.
Right.
You know,
right.
Take your Bible, read it.
Right.
I come here to say yes, Ross. You know, spread out King Alpha doctrine around the whole world.
Mm.
You know, him have a course vice. God bless the rest of his soul.
Aye.
Yeah, Ross, my God. King of, you know, tell out King Alpha doctrine around the whole world. I say, yes.
Yeah.
It's like, but me and Brother Bob, we were, me the whole and Bob Marley, you know,
right.
So him couldn't, him never, you know, you know, certain songs and things. He can't even go into the time I'm going to go to England. BBC did televise me first before Bob was there.
Hold
I'm
on.
Younger than me.
Yes.
People now try push, like say, you know, we have to deal with the truth.
Right. All your
the
thoughts.
Historic values of
yes,
things,
man.
You know?
All your thoughts, 1 second. I'm going to play a song from Ras Mica and the Sons of Niggas. It's called Cool Babylon. And I want you to talk about this song. And I mean, how did it, the music, and we know that, Anthony, the music from the Rasta artists, the Rastas in Jamaica, really changed Jamaica focus in some way, somehow. Take a listen to this. The sounds of the legendary Ras Mica and the Sons of Niggas.
Keep cool, Babylon, you don't know what you're doing. Rasta say, keep cool, Babylon, you don't know what you say. Rasta say, cool Babylon, you don't know what you're doing.
Rasta.
In Rasta come now soon. Come with thunder and lightning to clear the way. The whirlwind come and blow them away.
Rasta.
Keep cool.
Rasta come now soon.
Yeah.
No, when you listen to a song like that, Ras Mica, the Rasta man chanting.
Yes.
The lyrics telling Babylon to keep cool.
Yes.
We're in our 403rd year of the first enslaved. Yes, and I like to say this, and people wants to dispute me on this, but no slave came to Jamaica. No slave came to North America. They enslaved us. And
yes,
then they brought us here and turned us into slave.
Yes.
The influence
as,
of this...
As the man Kirk Coombe said,
mm-hmm.
I am no slave.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that writer?
Yes, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So,
I am no slave.
The influence of music like this on the Jamaican population, Ras Mica, Talk to me about it.
Yes, it energizes and give them strength to realize the evil system. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to realize this. Babylon is Satan, which is a spiritual guide. You understand? He's a spiritual guy. And you know who can kill him? Guess. Uncle God.
Yeah.
You know why I tell you that? Listen to this. God, you may love the idea, man. The spirit has shown me for Floyd. You see, when you sit on yourself, that's why I'm saying, he that ruleth his spirit is mightier than he that taketh a seat. Because you see, sometimes some people do taste on a man, just the spirit just come from a man and them just get wild and do all kind of evil things. Shit and that. Satan take over the body. Satan always is looking for a body where him can enter in and do, and then use that structure for the pure evil works. So when you get tempted, you have to just say, no. Just do it like what Jesus Christ said. Get hence behind me, Satan. On the Lord and Lord alone. Him serve. That is where the kid come to now. Where man have to control him spirit and always try your best, make the Lord make you say the right words. Because your words when I write to you. Well, Satan don't make a man, you know, you get off and go on and trip off and get off and grab machete or grab gun and when you check it out, who for blood you are kill? Who for your own self you are murder? Your own self you are kill. A guy can come to you and tell you, say, watch ya, make you this. And you're going to kill people. What kind of spirit you have? What is the spirit of truth where inside of that individual there? Where is the spirit of truth to say, no, man, that's not right, man. I ain't going to do that, man. You have to be strong and bold.
Yeah.
Like all the prophets, them can remember, you know. A lot of the prophets, them, why you think they become martyrs? Because they never bow to Baal and idolism. So no one make you go do things where you know, say, no right. Because you know, it's the judgment time when God, in the second advent and him come. Every man, every tub, my mother used to say, sit down for the moon, bottom.
Yes.
So every man shall give account
for his actions.
For him action.
Yeah.
So you know one you give account to a man make you do a different action.
Ras Michael, hold those thoughts for a moment. We're gonna take a top of the hour break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap this conversation. We're going to continue and then we wrap this conversation. But Anthony, as you listen to Ras Michael, you see how spiritual the movement of Rastafari is and the influence of Rastafari on our music. So when we got news this week that a man like Tabby Diamond was executed in Jamaica, you see how much of Jamaica has been sucked out. Just sucked out. You take away 53 years of great music, 53 years of message music. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Grooving Radio. Stay where you are. When we come back after the 11 o'clock break, we will continue with our very special guest, Ras Michael and the Sons of
Groove. moving. Ow, ow, ow. Jamming to the radio. Yo, this is Jack Critics and you're tuned to Groovin' Radio. You got it, Groovin' Radio. On the mic check with your host, Ras Clem. Remember I told ya?
Of Ras Michael and Sons of Niggas. It is called Come Down. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you back to the final 24 minutes of Groovin' Radio's presentation this morning. My name is Ras Clem. We are in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. My very special guest this morning is Ras Michael. Ras Michaels and the Sons of Niggas. Anthony Turner, who's our writer and our entertainment reporter, is also a part of the conversation. Welcome back, Ras Michael.
Welcome, my brother. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, man. Give thanks. Welcome back, Anthony.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to start with you, Anthony. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Ross. How you doing, man? I love my brother. Yeah, man. So 1966 was a big year in Jamaica for the Rastafarian community. It was when Haile Selassie visited Jamaica. Can you just talk to us about that visit and how it impacted your life and changed your life in any way?
Right. You see, His Majesty, His Imperial Majesty means so much because even the latter part of this month, I'm really whether like, you know, have something for him. His occasion visit we had.
Right.
But that moment was it was undescribable. I can't describe it the way the joy it brings to my heart. Because we're crying on our side when His Majesty arrive and when His Majesty leave. You understand? Because he's a man where when the Lord gets inside of your heart and the spirit of truth, you feel certain things for your fellow man to God. Because let me tell you, His Majesty, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Selassie was a Christian king. A Christian king. And all the Christian kings, that means they were followers of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christus. All right? Because when I was, around we had some bridge and we have a whole tarpaulin full of your, what do you call them these, ganja. We used to say, as Peter said, ganja. So, by the time we're there, we see the clouds just dark, completely rain fall, and every man wet up. And then, by the time the next moment, it's like the sun come out, and every man dry. And then we look, we see, coming through the clouds, this face of this white, this plane that come down with the line of Judah, insignia and pandemic. A man just a yellow, yeah, you know what I mean? Rastafari, a man, yes, yes, Lord, yes. That when the plane touched down, you have some people know where some man broke up the protocol because when I run for God, the plane and he's under the tarmac, when I lick all split for now, when I said the cross, God, them said, boy, Oh, them chicken now. The plane must have got blow by this or that. Because I was there, you know. Anything here, I tell them. I'm dead there. And then come in. And then me hear them call and say, calling my time out planner to come, His Majesty, you know, want him. And then the man, him walk and him go on the tarmac. And His Majesty, go just see me down drive back in and come, just come in front and say, listen, people, His Majesty won't come off of this plane. You know, step back. Step back. And same time, everything just clear, man. Then His Majesty come down after the plane. It come here, you know, walking through. I heard some come here to photograph with it, too. With him. And the giant bring. But then, me, they come in our truck. Now, you have some man where they walk. Come at the airport. Some man must take out months. Can't even where them reach. Them just stop and, you know, lick to Chalice and feel away and then come on. So them now have no vehicle for really, they walk, go back. Drive, go back. So when it's work out, now we have this brother now. Him come from down back a wall. The man have a white ass when ride. White was, man, is a mystic thing. But I tell you, the truck now, we have a amount of people called Brother Salomon Wolf. Him, I think it was his truck. So, you know, man, they're on the truck. But all the people now load up back on the truck. And in so doing, the truck can barely creep. Yeah, man, that man wants to leak out and say, you know, Rastakal, man want to reach the stadium. Where's Majesty? I go. So it come like, oh, the truck a creep. I can't do the weight with the pan it. You know what I mean? Man feels that I'm going to leak. So man start leak up fire, burn and this and that and Terry. So when it's reached, when we reach now, up at the Mount Avenue and turn around that stadium there. But I just fulfill whoever said, why is it? You see, caravan just drive past and every man from the truck start. Yell! And wave on, you know. And hear some now. Hear all the jealousy sweet in the truck now. Every man want to say, him first. Yes. Yeah. And every man. Oh, you see, I'm in first. Yeah, I'm a woo, me, and yeah. What you talking about, auntie? But when it worked out, Rasta.
Yeah.
It was a joy. You understand?
Definitely.
It was a joy. That when him go and him start speak and the man look on him and you can't say that ancient man art, man.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But His Majesty. I mean, I was stressed on this all the while. He's a Christian king.
So,
I mean, him follow Christ, Ross.
Right. So,
like King David,
right.
King Solomon, you know, them King Lalabella, King Charles Lassie. You know, call them kings whenever you remember some of them name.
Right.
But history, if you read it for yourself. We right. can't just go around now and make up things up our own.
Right.
No, we cannot do that. We have to get in our spirit and deal with things from the right way.
No.
Here is my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. He said, the church is not merely a building.
Mm-hmm.
The church is the faithful fulfillment of the Christian life and its requirements.
So now, it leads me back to this now, Ras Michael, in terms of the transformation of your life. Growing up in Christianity, moving into the movement of Rastafari, very spiritual movement, and now you're a part of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Ethiopia, the Ethiopian Orthodox religion, said to be the oldest religion on the face of the earth.
Yes, from the 13th century.
So
you
now,
know what I mean, with King David, King Solomon, you know, as we say, the 13th. And then, as you know, we are the Hebrew people. Said it to open people, are we there with our tradition? Tradition, Ras. Remember, you know, I'm telling you, the prophets of old, them used to prophesy by just, we don't call it like performances. Hear ye people, hear ye people. The Lord say, repent, repent, till it moves to hieroglyphics like the stars, the markings and writings and them thing there. And then it come into the time where you have the literature, so, where man's right and man thing, and all them things there. But the whole fullness of His Imperial Majesty, fullness, is that we in Ethiopia, have one of the oldest versions. If you read the Acts of the Apostle, when Philip did baptize the Ethiopian eunuch. All them things that we forget with Bible reading, man, I just talk about a Roman's Bible and all Rome can have Bible for we are getting them people suffering. But well, oh Rome can that come with cross. And now we our God Jesus Christ will come to die upon the cross. So the cross that belongs to them. We are dealing with them. For going out, we have to think. Think that's what we do. You see, when His Majesty sent Abuna Isaac to Jamaica, I was there. Because I mean, remember when the brethren, them, you know, coming to dead, you know, Ebenezer, you know, right? And stand up on me here, some man, and one, I said, who am baptized in Rastafari? He said, no. You can't baptize in Rastafari name. You have to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. You understand? The remember, in Ethiopia still, you know, the people know speak English too, and American. And these, the ancient language. You understand me? So now time for come like town fool business. We want the youths them, to understand themselves, man. And why God so love him. Because just a little part of Rasta before we seen it. Him say, as the name applies to the building, so is our heart, the church in which God dwells. So God dwells in our heart, you know, so we know the truth. Well, true, we do the wrong, we know wrong too. After our blameless creator was sent to this world by His Father, then the hearts of all believers became the temple of God. Can you understand us?
Yes, indeed.
Our blameless.
Yes, indeed.
Blameless. That's why we say God, came as the only perfect man through the incarnation of the Virgin Mary. God, you know, the Gabriel, Angel Gabriel, ring out and say, tell her, you know.
So before we wrap the conversation this morning, and Anthony, Ras Michael has come full circle from Christianity to Rastafarian, back to the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. It is said, you know, Ras Michael, just like how the Jews look at the Rebbe, or the Catholics look at the Pope, Rastafari look at Selassie as that divine connection to the Father. Would you say so?
He is, Rast. He is, because, you know, you see, I, man, remember, me always have to say, because anything in my heart, you know, me have to say it. That we always say, yeah, is a new name, right, and Rastafari, because it's the old fullness, how would it say, the kings of kings and lords of lords.
The conquering lion of the tribe.
But the thing about it, Ras,
yeah,
we have to see also. No, God cannot die, Ras.
Mm.
He is the resurrection and the life.
Mm.
He did all these things to prove his love for us, as his majesty said, just blameless. He was blameless, Ras.
Yes, indeed.
Man of blames. Man did fall short of his glory from Adam and Eve. Them did disobey his word. You understand?
Mm.
Because God create, God make man out of the clay, the dust, and the earth, and then him blow his life breath into man's nostril, and man becomes a living soul. So when you don't have his breath inside of your body, you die.
Yes, indeed.
But him is the resurrection if we put our trust in him while we have a being and ask him. That's why repentance comes. Like in this time, you know, we have, you know, the fastings and repentance time. Go to church.
Yes, indeed.
We meet all the abunas, the monks, the priests, the deacons, you know what I mean, the preachers, Sunday school teachers.
Yes, indeed.
You go to church.
Yes, indeed.
It's not like you are specified, you know, but Latino said he to find out out of that church. Mm. It's our church.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
From my church, for me.
One final thing. Would you say and agree with me that Rasta is love, pure love?
Oh, man. It's love. Whenever I tell the story, yes.
Ah.
Yes. A pure love, Ras. No hatred.
Ras Michael and the Sons of Negus. You know, it is always a pleasure to engage elders like yourself and celebrate elders like yourself, Ras Michael, because we don't want to wait until you have joined the ancestors so people can hear your voice. And I know a lot of our listeners are hearing Ras Michael speak, Anthony, for the first time in their life. A lot of people are hearing the voice of Ras Michael speaking to them directly the first time in their life.
I pray thee.
Yes, indeed.
Remember my internet, my Instagram program. I am Ras Michael.
Yes, indeed.
Please.
Yes, indeed.
Tune in, because it's informative, so a lot of people say.
It is.
And I want you to get the truth and taste it for yourselves.
Yes, indeed.
So we love. Rastafari people, we love.
And
not because I'm Rastafari, that stop me from being Christian, please remember.
Yeah.
No, Gary, you know, like, Barbara, we are Christian people. Let's go to church. Let our hearts be pure and clean.
Yes.
Rally around it.
Yes, indeed.
The red, the gold, and the green.
Yes, indeed.
So don't make no one push you for the somewhere you know, so not right. But every man, every tub sit on his own bottom. China and all them man, when them youth are from them are youth. Long time. Lot of them.
But while you're here, on the program, let me just share this with the listeners, and you could just say amen to that.
I pray thee, why do thee then rage and the people imagine of such vain things? False kings of the earth that set themselves on the rulers take counsel together.
Yes, indeed.
Against the Lord God, the Rastafari, and against his anointed, saying, thou comest to break their bands of sunder and cast away the cards from us. The only the seat of the Zemi shall laugh. The Lord God, the Rastafari, shall have them in his region. But then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex to them in his soul, his pleasure. I hereby set thy gaze upon the holy mountains of Zion. I will know the clear decree. The Lord God, the Rastafari, hath said unto I and I, that thou art thy sons this day, by begotten thee. Now I'm so fine, and I shall give to the Eden for the inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for their possession. Jesus shall break them with the rod of fire. Jesus shall dash them in peace and like a part of vessels, I would say. So be wise, therefore, ye kings, and be struck to the fire, judging of the search. Serve the Lord God, your Rastafari, with fear, rejoice, and tremble. Because I am the son of Lessie Bianca, will perish from his ways when his rod to sprinkle but a little. And so blessed be all. Blessed be everyone, as I would say. Blessed be everyone, as I would tell you.
That means that don't stop the Rastafari, man.
Yes,
from
indeed.
A Christian.
Definitely. Rest, Michael.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for being a part of our presentation this morning. It won't be the final time, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you, man.
Blessed love. God bless you, too. Anthony,
all right, Russ.
Yeah, man. There we go. Anthony, we'll talk soon. Yes, man. Give thanks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our Grooving Radio's presentation this Saturday morning.